If you're like me and you're torn between the love my body at any size movement and the if I love my body, I need to make healthier choices to feel good too thought process, then you're in the right place. It's every day now that someone out there is telling us the next best thing on TikTok or Instagram ads or showing us another shortcut, and it is exhausting. How about we heal our relationship with our bodies, exercise and food, and give ourselves grace along the way? Let's do this together and celebrate the small stuff. Welcome to A Healthy Dose with Sadie Tolbert. Hello, hello. Today, we are talking about another quite general subject, but it will be broken down into more bite-sized pieces. But really want to just like address, you know, first and foremost, that, you know, being a female with female hormones and female anatomy and things like that is what this podcast is about. You know, people who identify as female and maybe grew up in with a different gender, things like that, you know, this is welcome for everybody to listen to. You know, you can relate to what makes sense, this and that. But as I refer to everything here, it is in the meaning that people who have cycles and people who have the same hormone chemistry and ratio as a female. So just want to put that out there. And, you know, whatever you feel like makes sense to you, take it. And this isn't just for females. Like if you're a guy and you're like, oh, I should probably skip this because it doesn't pertain to me, stick around because you might learn something and you are inevitably going to be around females for the rest of your life. And so it's still good to know. I always appreciate when a guy is more like in tune and not afraid or shies away from conversations that are around female anatomy or what happens to females and things like that. So moving on, I wanted to talk about more specifically like birth control and the different kind of emotional effects that go through women, like especially during our cycle years. I will be going into a different episode about like menopause, perimenopause, premenopause, like that whole section. And involved in that is people who have to be on hormone replacement because they had their organs out earlier and things like that. But this is going to be a little bit more of a general overview and not quite as specific. And so I want to hear what people are, you know, most interested in and what your takeaways are and things like that. So there's a lot of myths, there's a lot of things that people say out there in general about, you know, just where we're at in society. Like, you know, girls are getting their cycles earlier and they're going into, you know, menopause earlier and all these things. And it's because the antibiotics and the chicken, blah, 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 blah. Like all that stuff is like, it's the same category as, you know, one day people are against milk and the next day they're for milk. And there's just going to be a lot of different information out there. And the way that this stuff comes about is some small, you know, studies that have been done. And they, you know, typically when studies are done, it's a certain amount of people. So maybe it's like 200,000 people or whatever. And we don't always know all the demographic for that information. You know, it could be a completely different outlook on when girls start their cycle in, you know, South Africa than it is in Hawaii. And so without knowing all the details, anytime you hear a statistic, like I watch this guy on TikTok, I just found him, and he goes off of like all these different, you know, studies show, you know, 76% of people do this and that and blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, cite your sources, man, you know. But ultimately when you're, you know, creating content, that's not really what you're after. But so anytime you hear that kind of information, especially you're not reading like a full article or whatever, and you're just hearing that like the average age of cycles is, you know, 13 or whatever, like you don't know what demographic they're pulling from. You don't know anything else that they're going through. So I always just kind of caution people when they when they say, oh, that's really young, or oh, you know, that's too old for this and that. Like, every human has a different experience, right? So what to do when it happens, you know, for you or your children or your loved ones and stuff, is just being prepared. And so looking at the world now, as far as supporting females with their cycle, it's getting better, right? There's lots of different options. You go down the aisle in the store and there's so many different feminine hygiene products. There's organic ones, there's ones that you know, that kind of fit all different styles. And it's can be kind of overwhelming to pick what works best for you and what doesn't. And it's still nice to be seen a little bit more and not feel like it's such a shameful thing to cycle. And so seeing that kind of evolution has been really nice, I feel like, in my experience. And so it doesn't feel quite as like shameful or quiet or like, don't tell anybody you're on your period, you know, or don't tell anybody that you're hormonal, this and that. When I was in the military, there was always somebody in an office somewhere that was like, oh, are you on your period? Oh. And my instinct was typically to be like, yeah, and like gross them out and say something really nasty. But people aren't, and as much, you know, I guess it's all in the pocket of area of where you live. You know, you might be in an area where you're like, oh my gosh, no, it's not at all my experience. But moving on, it's a part of life. It is normal, and you know, half the population goes through it, and you should educate yourself about it. And so typically, you know, there's different phases of a cycle for a woman, and learning what your body does in each cycle is really important. There's all kinds of stuff. I've been researching a little bit about cycle syncing and like, what should you eat in each phase of your cycle? What should you do for fitness and exercise? And what should you expect? Are you know, are you personally using an app? Are you doing any sort of tracking? If you are a spouse or a loved one of somebody who cycles, are you, can you notice or like sense a difference in their body? My husband, like, he literally, it's almost like he can tell the pheromones are different. And we use a lot of funny terms in our house. And it's all like, we all are okay with it and joke around with it and stuff. And so I don't even know, it came from a movie or something where he's like, are you attracting bears right now? Like, yeah, I am. So he's like, yeah, I can tell. So and then more recently, you know, TMI or not, I don't care. It's been cycled with the full moon. I've been in sync with the full moon. And so he's like, moon blood. So anyway, it's just kind of one of those things where make it normalized and don't make it weird or gross or anything. It's just a part of life. So learn about your cycles. If you're not using an app, find a good app, use a journal, write down, you know, correlate your gut health with your cycle, correlate your cravings, correlate, you know, what you feel like your body needs at certain times. Do you need more sleep? Are you stronger at a certain time? You know, and there's no one size fits all. So you can go and find other podcasts and listen to things and read about cycle syncing and eat your pumpkin seeds or eat your flax seeds and blah, blah, blah. But it might be a little bit different for you than the person that you're learning from. But I know, I've read about flax seeds and female hormone support for a long time. That was something I learned about forever ago. So if you're not somebody who has flax seeds as a part of your normal diet, like have it in your house, like get you some ground flax seeds. It goes great into shakes and smoothies. You can hide it in all kinds of stuff. You can bake with it. Doesn't really have like a huge flavor. It's not something that's like, oh, that's weird or gross. It's like more of a texture thing. So it's good to have just on hand. I'm still learning a little bit more, but I know that I've seen a lot about pumpkin seed lately. So I haven't yet moved into that realm, but I know there's different seeds that they recommend during certain times of the month. So with that, just make sure you're watching like if like that is omega fats, you know, things like that, and that it fits into your other goals as well. And so along with, you know, all of the kind of tracking and syncing and things like that, there is no one size fits all of what your cycle will look like. So especially for, you know, guys out there that are listening and you're like, I don't know what's normal and not normal. We had what, like a 2-week class in health class, and not everybody got that. Like, it's something that is not streamlined and normal across every school and every state and all these things. But, you know, typically somebody might bleed, you know, for around 5-ish days, right? Again, some people longer, some people shorter. And then each person will have a different flow and notice different things, but you will feel different in your lower abdomen, uterus area. It's really because of blood flow. It's really because it's contracting the muscle. You can have cramps. If your cramps are really bad, bring that up to your doctor. If you are bleeding super heavy, bring that up to your doctor. If you are passing clots, bring that up to your doctor. This is another, you know, part two of the talk to your doctor episode. So really make sure that you are explaining everything, because this is an area that a lot of people feel like it's normal for me, but it might not, it might be something that needs to be addressed. So there's a lot of things that could be causing some of these, you know, symptoms that aren't normal. Like, no, if you have a perfectly comfortable, nice, you know, period, good, that's great. You know, keep it like that. Whatever you're doing is working, blah, blah, blah. But if you are having debilitating cramps, I can't move, I can't, you know, walk normally, or if you're passing clots that are larger than an egg and things like that, you may have something that is needing to be addressed from checking with an ultrasound or a hormonal thing or an anatomy thing, something along those lines that you will have to have an ultrasound to find out, or maybe you have ovarian cysts. If you've ever had those bursts, they're not fun. They're not comfortable. PCOS is a huge subtopic on its own. And to kind of, you know, tie in the whole birth control thing, from an early age, people are getting on birth control to regulate their period. Like, they'll have a very, very uncomfortable, awful period as an 11, 12, 13 year old, and they'll go to their doctor and they'll put them on a hormonal type birth control, which there's side effects that at that age, you know, the kids don't know. And the parents, they think, oh, I just want relief for my child. But there are a lot of things that we've realized later on. There's a huge risk for blood clots. There's a lot of stories out there. We all kind of probably have heard of one, whether you've realized it or not, of a young woman who has had a clot and had a stroke or a DVT or things like that. And so it is a big risk factor. And while it might help regulate that period for you, it could have other effects that you've got to weigh that risk versus benefit. So I really could go into a lot more detail about birth control, and I could do a full episode on that and just the different kinds and where we're at. But ultimately, this is kind of an overview. And so if there's anything that's off, if you feel like, you know, you've got to say something, talk to your doctor about that. If you feel like you've been on a birth control for a long time and you're ready to switch and get off, make sure you're talking to your doctor about all the options, do your research. And once, you know, as females, we get to that stage where everything is changing, you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing a different person. It's like, you know, you're really starting to feel the effects of just generalized aging, and things are starting to change with your cycle. Like, that's normal. It's part of life. So, preparing yourself early on for that, shift and that change in your life, and doing what you can to, learn about it and prepare. There's plenty of things that you can do to set your body up for success to be able to handle it. And a lot of it has to do with, like, good exercise routines and eating healthy and all these things, because your whole body chemistry changes. And so, again, a full nother episode, but I hope that this was a good, kind of overview and a good place to start. You know, and even with this podcast and with this platform and stuff, we can talk about some of the more adult related content. So I want to keep this clean as much as I have the ability to not, you know, be so clean, but even talking about, you know, intimacy and just generalized, you know, sex in general, of coming from a female perspective and a male perspective. And Brad and I both read a lot of books on this matter. It's just something that we're like have an interest in. And so, so let me know what you want to know more of, and we'll go into more depth later on. But in the meantime, have a fabulous day and enjoy some sunshine no matter where you are. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet, please subscribe for more and leave a review. If you got something great out of today, please share with your family and friends. And as always, please remember to consult with your primary care provider if you have any questions or concerns. This podcast is meant to be educational and based off of my experience. Have a great day. You are unique and amazing and beautiful.